following audio file came from newwineonline.com. Here's Pastor Chris Simpson.
Okay, this ties in. If you're going to look, just look a few quick verses before we dismiss Galatians 3:13. I'm continuing a series. You ready? It's entitled Appropriating What's Already Yours, Part 2. Galatians 3:13. Appropriating what's already yours. And we looked at this verse last time. This is the classic verse. This is the verse about how Jesus, what he accomplished on the cross is he delivered us from the curses of the law. Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it's written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now, you know what's interesting? In Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, those two chapters, are filled, I mean absolutely filled with horrendous curses, blights, negative type damaging afflictions and horrors that would come on those who did not keep the law, called the curse of the law. What's interesting is Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross, you ready? He delivered us from the curse of the law. How many of y'all glad for that? All the blights, all the persecutions, all the requisite jurisdiction of the devil was broken at the cross. But here's the problem. A lot of people think it's automatic. Simply by being born again, saved, confess Christ as your Savior, come into the kingdom of God, that automatically all of these things are automatically dispersed and done with out of my life. And I would submit to you, experience and observation will teach you otherwise. How many of y'all know Christians that love the Lord, spirit-filled, obviously laboring under curses in their life? Obviously laboring under sicknesses and ailments, diseases, maladies, calamities, in finances, in health. Hello? Children. Am I right? There's such a deception in the world, in the Christian world, that the blessings of Christ are automatic. They're not automatic. They must be, you ready? Appropriated. That's why the Lord said, give us this what? Our what? Every day, and his word is more important than our bread. He says, our word, how's it read in Luke 4? He says, the words of his mouth, that's Job 23, the words of his mouth are more precious to me than my necessary food. But man does not live by bread alone, but by every rhema. And so every day we have to come to Jesus and appropriate for Jesus the grace we need to get through that day. Does that make sense? He didn't call us like, that's why I don't believe in eternal security, that somehow I had one time accepted Jesus as my Savior, I can live like the devil my whole life and still go to heaven. I don't believe it has to do with a one time. I think it has to do, you know what Jesus' plan of salvation is? Jesus' plan of salvation is take up your cross, what, daily, and follow me. It's a day-by-day thing. He that endures to the end will know and will be saved. So the point is, you have to daily appropriate the grace of Jesus Christ. When you come cognizant of a curse or an ailment, then you have authority in Jesus Christ to break it, to annul it, to break its authority out of your life, the life of your children. You can lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. You can decree things, these things, the authority we have in Christ. But it's not automatic. And so many of us, because we live so much in the soulless realm, we don't live in the Word, we don't breathe the Word and love the Word, and we watch far too much amusements and TVs and junk rather than God's Word, so that we run into the things of the world than the things of the Spirit. And we live carnal lives and we wonder why the curses of the old are evident in the new. When Jesus Christ has given us the authority to appropriate His grace. That's really what deliverance ministry is all about. Is learning how to recognize we're in a war and there are demons. And through wisdom and crying out to Jesus, we have authority to break the demons, to bind the spirits, to wrestle against flesh, spiritual being, not flesh and blood, principalities and powers, and to break them in the authority of Jesus Christ. And He's given us weapons of war. Weapons of a mighty weapon, 2 Corinthians 10. You know, that we can pull down logic and every disobedient thought to the obedience of Christ and walk as overcomers. This is pleasing to the Lord. He wants us to grow up. So many baby Christians who toss, as he says in Ephesians 4, toss to and fro. Toss like a ball out, you know, like a tumbleweed. Like a tree in a hurricane. By every wind. Now what I want to look at this morning to continue the theme is Psalm 103. Because here we have some blessings that you must appropriate every day. We looked at this last week. Galatians 3 talks about the curses. This is kind of the on the positive side. There are certain blessings that God's given us, but you have to appropriate them. Not automatic. Psalm 103, verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that's within me, what? Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. It's interesting, the Greek word forget means to mislay. A lot of people, like, you lose your keys, you lose your glasses, they lose their benefits. They forget. They forget that Jesus Christ died to give us these wonderful set of benefits that we can appropriate every day. But it's essential. I'm telling you what, at times I know Psalm 103 so much I've memorized it, particularly the first 10 verses or so. This psalm is, to me, there's several psalms you read need to know by heart. Psalm 91, Psalm 27, and Psalm 103. Of course, Psalm 23, but Psalm 103. I'm telling you, it's a powerful principles you can apply and appropriate. Now, the problem is most believers are not aware of these benefits. Are they just believing lies? And so last week we looked at verse 3, part A, who forgives all your iniquities. And we spent the whole time talking about that. The first benefit is you're forgiven. Now, why is that number one? Why? Because most people walk around not believing they're forgiven. Most people walk around in guilt and shame, condemnation, beating themselves up because they did something wrong. And not believing that the blood is appropriate. We talked about that last week. I'm not going to belabor that today. Today we're going to look at the B part of verse 3. We're just going to look at that. The second benefit, you ready? Who does what? Heals all thy diseases. You know, y'all ever heard of the, I think it's Exodus 15, it talks about Jehovah Rapha. That's one of the names of the covenant names of God given when Genesis 22, when Abraham offered his son. No, that's Jehovah. Jehovah Rapha would be Exodus 15, exactly, when they camped out at Elim. Jehovah Rapha, it means I am the Lord that heals you. It's interesting that heals here is the word Rapha. It's the same Hebrew word. Who it is the appropriation of the covenant name of God. He died, he appropriated for us the grace to be healed. Now what I want to show and point out this morning is why many people have infirmities, ailments, and diseases, and I would submit it has to do with the A part of the verse. Why do they link these together? Notice he says, who forgives all thy iniquities, who heals all thy diseases. Do y'all think it was a misnomer, a mistake to put those together? Did you know that a lot of people, the reason they have ailments, infirmities, and diseases is rooted in the issue of forgiveness? I'm serious. I can show you this in James. Yeah, James chapter 5 talks about the way you pray for the sick. First, you got to manifest the things inside, then the healing will come. So many people are sick and infirm and diseased, and the latent curses of disease from the family line have manifested in the life because of the issues of forgiveness. Now, what do you mean? Well, there are three issues of forgiveness. First, they don't know they're forgiven. They don't know they're forgiven. They're walking around in self-pity, self-hate, self-condemnation, beating themselves up, living under the law, trying to be good enough, trying to get grounding points, get back in God's favor somehow because they recognize living under a lot of guilt. Folks, I tell you, that opens the door to the enemy. There may be all kinds of maladies and diseases. It's hard to have faith to trust God and take authority over disease when you're beating yourself up because of what you did. Amen? That's an issue of forgiveness. The second one is not giving forgiveness. Not graciously giving forgiveness. You know, our very salvation is predicated upon forgiving. Jesus said, you know, if you don't forgive, neither will your Father forgive you. To withhold forgiveness, to hang on to the right to judge, to hang on to the right to resent, to hang on to the right to be bitter, is one of the greatest causes of ailments and diseases today. Some people walk around crippled with arthritic pride and all kinds of diseases and ailments in their body. Why? It's rooted in bitterness and unforgiveness and resentment and their rights. I talked about that Friday night, religious spirits. Because their rights, someone hurt them, and by God, they're going to pay. Well, it's silly as they don't pay, they pay. Can you imagine? Bitterness is really dumb. Because somebody hurt me, and I'm just going to be bitter, and that's how I'm going to make them pay. That's silly, because really the other party doesn't pay, you pay. To be bitter is like drinking poison and waiting for the other guy to die. It's stupid. And yet, it's because it's so prevalent, so many people are ensconced in bitterness and unforgiveness and resentment and judgmentalism and criticalism, and their disease is a result. It's the trade-off. And you open your body, you literally, as a result, notice the linkage. Forgiveness and diseases. And we've seen over the years in deliverance, if somebody finally humble themselves and forgive themselves, for crying out loud, get off their own case, receive forgiveness of Jesus, take authority over the lying devils of condemnation, and then choose to forgive and bless and release. Get off your high horse. Forgive and bless. I don't care who hurt you, how long ago, and how bad it was. Forgive. I don't care who it was. If you wrote them off, you're writing yourself out of the book of life. If you write anybody off, you're taking an eraser to your name to the book of life. Did you know that? You can't write anybody off on this planet because Jesus said, whatever you do to the least of these, what? Bitterness and unforgiveness and judgment, judgmentalism and criticalism, these things, guys, will curse you and curses in your life and it manifests physically. And the third thing, forgiveness, is not asking forgiveness. Not humbling yourself and recognizing you've sinned. So it's forgiving, receiving forgiveness, giving forgiveness, and asking for forgiveness. No, yes, receiving it for yourself, to go to someone. It's interesting, in Matthew 5, he said there, if you come to the altar and you remember that your brother has ought against you. Y'all remember that scripture? Not you, Emma, but you remember someone has ought against you. I don't want you to come to me till you go make that right. Not that you got ought against him. You know someone is ought against you. Go and make it right. How many of y'all know this is big stuff in the eyes of the Lord? The reason I'm hammering on this is because it ties into healing. Do you see it? In fact, keep your finger here. Let me show you. Just keep your finger. Well, you can just turn to it. There's this amazing verse about the millennial reign that has the same revelation. It's in Isaiah, I think it's 33. Yeah, it is. 33:24. Look at this. Isaiah 33:24. He's actually talking in the context about the millennial reign when Jesus Christ rules over the planet. And he's talking about the city of Zion, the Jerusalem to come. But look at how it ends, Isaiah 33:24. And the inhabitant will not say, I am sick. And the people that dwell therein will what? Be forgiven? What? Isn't that interesting? He links it again. Sickness and forgiveness. You know, one of the reasons it's hard for people to ask forgiveness is because of the hot buttons in our life. I've written a booklet about that. God wants to pull the hot button. There are hot buttons in us. And our hot button is alive. It's got wiring in us. You know, until you humble yourself and break, but there's a demon hides and behind that, in front of that hot button. And somebody does something and causes you to react, emotionally react. And it's interesting. I've had people that, you know, they've had a hurt from when they were a kid. And they could be in their 40s. And there's something somebody did when they were a kid. And you do something and they react like it happened yesterday. You know what I'm talking about? They get emotional. They just start to cry. They get all angry. And for crying out loud, the thing happened 32 years ago. You go, what's the deal? Well, it's because it's a wiring. It's a hot button. And the truth is, God wants to set them free. Do y'all believe God wants to pull the wiring out of your hot buttons? Well, the way he does it is not through some psychologist laying on a couch, going back and delving into the past. Forget all that. The way he does it, he's sending people in your life right now that push him. That's the way he does it. He said, you know, it may have been the one that caused the hot button was your daddy, or a sibling, or a brother, or someone that brought on the pain. Well, they're dead, or they're gone. You know, for your emotional healing, you don't have to go stand around their grave. You know, that didn't, no, look, open your eyes and all the ways acknowledge him. God's got somebody in your life right now has the same gift to push the same button. Amen. That's God. And you're mad and you're fighting God and you're angry and you want to fix him and you're judging and you're bitter and you're resentful and you don't understand and all your ways acknowledge him. That's a gift to you. That person that drives you nuts has a big red bow on him. They're God's gift to you. Because God's trying to heal a whole old hot button that's got wiring and causes you to react emotionally and get out of the spirit and get in the flesh. And you spend years trying to fix or change when God's saying, listen, will you just get on the cross and turn the other cheek and lay down your life and bless and forgive and release and have mercy and give mercy and give mercy. And guess what? You pull the wiring out and you're free. And that's the way inner healing occurs. Inner healing, there's such as enmeshing of inner healing and psychology. And when psychology touches this, it's nasty. It's worldly. I think inner healing is just what the Holy Ghost is doing today. How many of y'all need inner healing? Don't go to some psychologist. Here's how you get inner healing. Close your eyes, say, Jesus, what is it in my life makes me really mad right now? What or who? What or who makes me really mad? Then begin to give thanks and teach me, Lord, how to turn the other cheek and love and give mercy and grow up. And guess what? That's inner healing. Right there, you've turned a corner and the Holy Ghost is going to pull that wiring out and you know you're free because somebody's going to come to you and do something that used to push your button and then mashing on it. And you ever been to like somebody's house and the doorbell's gone? You keep mashing on it, wondering what the people's problem. Well, there's no wiring in it. You know, you say, what's all I got to do with healing? Everything got to do with healing. Because I've seen healing as a byproduct. In fact, the last place we're going to look, Ephesians 1, in closure. Ephesians 1:11. Let me tell you something about healing. Listen, Jesus Christ died that we could be healed, spirit, soul, and body. And one day, you and I are going to be totally, perfectly healed. We're going to receive glorified bodies for those of us, and I hope that I'm in that company, have endured to the end. Guess what? Glorified bodies. Is that healing? But there is a measure of it in this dispensation. We're told that secret in Ephesians 1:11. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him, who works all things at the counsel of His own will, that we should be the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ. Now watch carefully. In whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation. In whom after you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. You know what he's saying? Until you get glorified bodies, God's put earnest money down. How many of y'all have bought a house and put earnest money down? Earnest money means put so much money down, you basically laid a claim to a commitment to purchase the whole deal. The Holy Ghost was given as earnest. God saying, here's the gift. Here's the powers of the world to come. Here's supernatural manifestation of the gifts of healing, of deliverance. But it's earnest money. It's just a little taste of what's coming. You understand? That's why everybody's not healed. I don't understand how this works in every context. It is His will that He manifests His grace in every way He can. It's just a taste of what's coming. But let me tell you something. We experience in this dispensation that's fully available in that. But the truth is, if you ask, you shall receive. It's far more abundant than we realize. I really believe God wants in this era, in this dispensation, grace of healing and deliverance far beyond what we've known. But a lot of problems you have not because you ask not. We don't go ask the Lord to heal. Or again, we're caught up in all these issues. We're caught up in bitterness or self-righteousness or religious spirits or all this junk. And you know, I'll be honest with you, the Lord is more interested in dealing with our heart than our body. Can you hear amen? He wants to heal our body, but He really wants our heart. That's eternal. He wants to deal with that thing that could drive you to a reprobation, drive you to a penniless position in heaven. He doesn't want that. He loves you. Amen? So let me ask you something. How many of y'all this morning want to really know that you're forgiven? How many of y'all really, really, for sure want to forgive from the bottom of your heart? And how many of y'all willing to humble yourself and ask forgiveness in areas where you've been stubborn and willful and self-righteous? Folks, those areas of forgiveness are the key to your healing. I want you to say this after me. Jesus, forgive me for listening to guilt, shame, and condemnation. I receive the blessing of the blood, forgiveness of my sins. As I turn from them, I choose to forgive myself. I get off my high horse and receive your mercy this morning. Lord, I choose to forgive every person that has wronged me and hurt me, lifted up themselves against me, that's not forgiving me. I choose to forgive all those that have held resentment or bitterness towards. Cleanse my heart and my hands. Lord, I make a choice this morning to humble myself and go and ask forgiveness where I've been stubborn and prideful and resistant and waiting for the other person to come to me. Lord, I want to be healed, spirit, soul, and body. Clean up the area of forgiveness in my life. Help me be full of mercy, a merciful heart. For you said in the Word, as I give mercy, you will bless me with mercy. Satan, you're a liar. I come against the lies, the deceptions, the beguilements, and the subtleties of pride in Jesus' name. Amen. Now lift your hands right now and give thanks to the Lord. Come on, let's just give thanks. Give thanks to the Lord this morning. Come on, give thanks this morning. Thank Him this morning. Give thanks to the Lord this morning. Jesus, oh Lord, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, come Holy Ghost. Lord, I pray you loose healing. How many of y'all need healing? As you give thanks, as you let go the issues of forgiveness, bitterness, come on. I pray for healing anointing to come right now in this room. Healing anointing, come. Come healing, come healing. Come healing, come healing. Come on, tell Jesus where it hurts. Tell Jesus where you're sick, hurting, or in pain. Come on, tell Jesus this morning. Oh, Lakita, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and He'll bless you. Come, Lord, anoint right now. I pray for your angels to touch and anoint and heal. Heal, Lord. Go down in right now. Pour down your oil of healing, Lord. Oh, la chikata la bontana masit. Receive this morning. Receive. Now give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord. Right now, if there's anything that you were hurting in, anywhere you had a pain, anything that was come, see if the, do something you couldn't do before. See if the Lord's healed you or restored you. Take a deep breath if it was hard to breathe. Come on. Come on, receive from the Holy Ghost. I sense a tightening of the chest, kind of a difficulty to breathe, kind of a, what do you call it, asthmatic condition in the chest. In Jesus' name, I release that right now in the name of the Lord. I release that in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, just kind of a tightening kind of thing in the lower part of the lungs. It's kind of a, it's been difficult to take a deep breath. I challenge you to do that right now. Come on. Breathe deep. A constriction. I sense a constriction right now in the upper part of the spinal cord and the lower part of the neck and the shoulder blades. Come. Right now, constriction. I speak release now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, move it around a little bit. That's been you. Stiffness. Well, there's been stiffness. Move it around a little bit. To receive healing this morning. Don't let the Antichrist spirit blind you or rob you this morning. Receive from the Holy Ghost. Receive from the Holy Spirit. The Lord, right now, I can see in the spirit, just all nothing to do with the shoulder blades and the upper part of the back. To the upper part. Come on. Move it. If that's hurting, if that's you. And the lower part and the neck, it's stiffness. It's that stiff neck thing. That's what that is. Stiff neck. Somebody else, stiff neck. Come on, move your neck around. The Lord wants to loosen that tonight, this morning. Move your neck around. Loosen, loosen. I loose that stiff neck. I take that stiff neck, stubborn spirit in Jesus' name. I take that stiff neck thing. That's a demon, man. It sits on your neck. More, Lord. More, Jesus. Right now. Right now. And there's a pain up here in this part of the head right here, kind of a pressure. Kind of a pressure. Kind of a, I don't know how to describe it, but I just loose that in the name of Jesus. Right now. In the name of Jesus. I loose it in Jesus' name. A pressure inside of the upper part of the head in the name of the Lord. I break its power, sort of like that happens when you get sinus, only it's up in this area. In Jesus' name. Now it's coming down into the front, the lower part of the brain. Go. Any pain up here behind the forehead, up inside there, I don't know much about the brain, but right in there, there's a loosening. I just sense the Spirit moving there. I loosen any pain right there, kind of the whole central part of your brain, back behind your eyes and everything. I loose it. I take the spirit of that in Jesus' name. Somebody's been having aching in their eyes. I loose. Come out of the eyes. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Pain, go. Hand of the Lord out of the eyes in the name of Jesus. Yeah, I sent that right there. That was a spirit. It was a spirit that was up here in the neck. And for those who are malleable and open, it moved its way. That's what it did. It moved its way and came out of the eyes, if that was you. You know, the light of the body is in the eye. And a lot of times when we're judgmental and critical, it's hard to look people in the eye. You know, we're shifty. There's darkness in our soul. God wants to liberate you from those spirits. Lord, now come. Let's just receive the Holy Ghost. Come and seal what you've done this morning. Seal what you've done. For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all. For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all. Let's sing, We Exalt Thee. We exalt Thee. Come on, worship. We exalt Thee. We exalt Thee, O Lord. Sing, praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. O Lord. Amen. God bless you. Go in peace. In Jesus' name. Anybody else would like prayer? Come on up. Otherwise, we do have Koinonia this week.
For more audio teachings like these, please visit newwineonline.com.